Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or on the replay. We are here. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, make sure that if you are physically able, you begin this meditation from a standing up posture. Your eyes are closed and you are listening to your body, listening to your thoughts, listening to your entire being. And today's meditation is it's very different because it's probably very counterintuitive. And very often we find ourselves in this situation, and the situation is that we have a lot of needs. We have discomforts, emotional, physical. We have needs that we have to address. But it is said that every situation that we would meet, every decision that we would make, every thought that we would have, every action that we would take, it would either come from a place of giving, making room, or a place of receiving, a place of consideration, or a place of demand. And it is also said that our power, our true power, is not received when we are needy, but it's received when we make room in our existence, and suddenly we not only feel alive, but we are alive. We feel that life has a purpose. But the question is, what do we do to fulfill our needs in the right way? To ensure that that we have healing by giving and not by receiving. And yet, we know that we have to place yourself first. If you want to achieve anything, you have to place yourself first. So how do you solve this riddle of placing yourself first, healing, satisfying your needs, yet doing it at the highest level possible, so it's no longer for existence, but it is for life? And we ultimately have solved it. And we solved it without even knowing we have. And if you are here, if you are here live or you are here in a replay, then you have practiced with us for a while and you recognize that every single time we stand up and close our eyes, every single time we do that, there are two things that are happening at the same time. One is we, of course, placing ourselves first, because you are standing up here, obviously, for yourself. You are taking the steps of resolution and growth here for yourself. Yet, the way we are doing it is we are placing our body, our experience, as if it was our king, as if it was our, we devote ourselves to our own experience. We give our heart as we would give it to a king or to a queen. We place ourselves in that, on that pedestal. We create that level of connection within ourselves that gives us an opportunity to give everything we have, and yet what we receive back is the byproduct of giving. We become our own inspiration, our own cheerleader, our own healer by means of being present for ourselves without conditions, without judgment. All that we would wish someone would have been there for us. We do not do anything within that we wouldn't want to be done to us. Suddenly, that interesting situation arrives. A situation where you have placed yourself first, but yet that inner duality gives us the opportunity to develop a quality within us that, based on the order of things, becomes the new quality in every cell of our body, a new quality in every radiation of our energy, a new quality in every thought that we have, in every word that we say, in every action that we take. In other words, suddenly within us there's a distinction between feeling needy and between feeling that there is someone who is needy, who's inside of us. When you're feeling needy, you're unconsciously unconscious. When you recognize that part of us which is needy, and during meditation, you relate to yourself with that level of love and respect, and no, you do not try and heal yourself. but you rise to the next level of giving to give. You become an inspiration for yourself. An inspiration for yourself to inspire others. We talk about that at some of our advanced mastery programs. We talk about the three levels of awareness, the three levels of love. One is for self alone, another is to receive so you can give, and another one is pure giving. And pure giving is nothing to do with giving. Pure giving is a form of inspiration. A form of inspiration that comes not through direct giving, but through setting an example of being present, of being non-judgmental, of being inspirational, regardless of the challenge at hand, of not judging a situation based on comfort or discomfort, of never giving up and always moving forward. Of going into the unknown, which is the only way to move forward and not to give up, because we never want to feel that the reason why we set our goals, the reason why we are doing things, is because we're trying to escape something uncomfortable. That was the past. Now, to ensure that we are not in discomfort, we shift our attention not to something comfortable, but to something that is not connected to the familiar. To something that we can barely sense, but put our full trust into. That's how we know. Something that is not yet contained and complete, that doesn't have insurance, but yet it has potential. That's called inspired. That's called guided. Instead of chased. And we do that exactly the way we are doing this right now. Connecting to energy, standing up, taking that time for ourselves, sacrificing some of our existence, some time, some effort, some maybe sacrifice of a form of placing yourself in a situation of others to see how much effort you are making, right? With others. With me here. With other people that you respect and know that they are on the path with you towards something instead of away from something. Those who understand that quality. And here we are. We make some room. Sacrifice becomes a form of empowerment and not a form of loss. It becomes a form of giving, not a form of empowered giving, where you feel alive because you have challenged yourself. You feel alive because you've given up some of that comfort. That's what sacrifice is about. Give you life, not make you suffer. It's kind of important. beautiful. So here we are. Let's embody this, because the next stage is actually inner keys, inner commands, because inner keys, inner commands open doors. It's not affirmations again. I keep reminding ourselves of that. Those are not affirmations that include within themselves all the answer. They are ultimately a key that opens a door into the new, into the unknown, where we enter with the experience of the body, not only some philosophical understanding, but a new meaning is gained because we've entered a place we've never been before. Metaphorically and practically, at the level of the body, at the level of the experience of self, expanding that self-identity through the vocabulary of the senses, adding another tune in the symphony of our life, and suddenly not being contained within the limitations of yesterday. And it's all happening here, right now. So here we go. First inner key, first inner command, please repeat it with your inner voice. I want. To receive a lot of energy. To give myself empowerment and support. As I am, as it is right now, and fill my head and my neck. Notice what we've done. Even though we feel that we need something, we've just received to give empowerment and support, unconditional. And then it is not a concept of some kind that we have to understand and figure out. It is a key that opens a door of what does this mean when we wholeheartedly accept ourselves as we are, as it is right now, and give ourselves the full empowerment and support. In that energy, we open a door and we experience at the level of the body, what that would mean. And we surprise ourselves at what we feel, at what we think, at where the body takes us. We bring it back to the most basic level, we humble ourselves at the most basic level of the physical body, at the sensations, those levels that we may have dismissed before as they're not important. Suddenly they become important because through them we grow. Through recognizing them we grow. The lowest common denominator of our experience of self becomes the highest way and the fastest way and the only way. To find freedom. Beautiful. Next inner command, please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To give myself the highest empowerment and support as I am, as it is right now, and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. And free your body. Let it show you. Accept what it's giving you. It may, for somebody who is listening, sound like an affirmation of greatness. But no. What we're doing right now is a form of sacrifice. To give while you're feeling in need. It's a key that opens a door. It is by far not simple or obvious. And then we rely on the body to show us. We open the door to new light. We awaken the meaning of life in our presence, in our experience. And we do it by choice. We choose to be here. We choose to make this step, as difficult as it may have been, to stand up today. To close your eyes. To free yourself, despite the circumstances you're in. That's what I'm talking about. And now you have to feel empowered because you've made the sacrifice. It's not giving up anything at all. It's feeling empowered because you've been giving. Beautiful. Here we go. Next inner key, next inner command. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy, to empower and support myself at the highest level as I am. As it is right now, and fill my chest cavity suddenly I'm not alone. I was lonely, but now I'm not alone. Free your body, free yourself from the head down. The spine is elastic. Relax into the posture, into the movement. You're doing so well. It's not a coincidence that we are here together. This moment was important. This sacrifice was worthy. You now inspire yourself to inspire, like you've never done this before, because we've never been this way before. Even if you're repeating this again, you've never been this way before. It's a new door for the new you. That's the magic of what we are doing. If we are working from the inside out, the way we are, we're not repeating ever, even though the words sound the same. But we come from a new place. It's not the level of existence that matters. It's not the vocabulary of words, but the meaning that we find in them. I'm feeling guided right now, and I know you are too. Next inner key, next inner command, please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy to give myself the power and the highest level of support as I am, as it is right now, and fill my upper abdomen and be patient. Listen to your body. Accept it in stillness and accept it in movement. Just follow through. Even if you're not sure what it wants. Even if the sensation is not clear and the direction is unfamiliar. More so, follow through. More so, agree and accept this moment as it is, as you are right now. Even if it's hard for you, more so, that's where the door opens. The door opens regardless of how you feel about this moment. The door opens because you made the sacrifice and gave up some of your existence for this moment. That's why the door opens for you, and now you can enter at the basic level of sensation. That's all we need. And it's so hard to agree to that simplicity sometimes. Beautiful. Next inner key, next inner command, please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy to empower myself be there for myself as I am, as it is right now, and fill my upper abdomen. And let it show you. In a new way, let it surprise you. He cannot make a mistake. This is the one time, the one place that you are free and complete. We're not adding or taking away anything. We're awakening something that's been hidden for years, for centuries. Something that is ours to give. Here we go, next inner key, next inner command. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy to empower and give myself the highest level of support as I am, as it is right now, and fill my lower abdomen. Please enter this new door. You just use the key and opened it. Enter and experience the body. Don't enter to go deeper into thought of how you have been or haven't been towards yourself. I know that's where the mind wants to go. Because the mind wants to stay in the survival, in the judgment, in the criticism, in the feeling sorry, justifying, understanding, protecting. That's where the mind wants to be, and it's fine. That's its role in the unconscious level. In the conscious level, we recognize that's where it's going. We celebrate the opportunity to bring ourselves back and observe the body at the basic level. We humble ourselves to not have to rationalize anything at the highest level of philosophy and wisdom. We humble ourselves in this moment to actually experience the body like a child would, like an innocent child would. As anybody can, at any level of development, from the first moment of existence, at that level, at the highest common denominator, I should say the lowest common denominator, which becomes the highest common denominator for growth. At the very basic experience of being alive, physical sensations, which we have dismissed, or maybe we've made them into a king, but from a receiving and not a giving place. Next inner key, next inner command, please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy to give the power to myself, the highest level of support, as I am, as it is right now. Right now, not how it was a moment ago. But recognize the shift, the change. We've entered a new place. This is a key that opens a door. Enter it at all cost. Don't remain in the conditions that you came here with first. Take the opportunity. Free yourself. You're no longer attached to the fears of yesterday, to the doubts, the shame, to the guilt. You are free. Enter this door and bring it back to the basic sensations of the body, movements express without expectation, stillness, movement. Good. Feel the lower abdomen. Yeah. Here we go. Next inner key. Next inner command. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy to empower myself, to give myself the support as I am, as it is right now, and fill my legs and feet . We take each floor of the body, embrace it, and enter a door through it. Because even though each floor of the body is a separate part, yet it is a part of us. It's our unique moment in time, in space, in existence, in connection, in being, in love. Unique moment. Never been here before, never to be repeated. We entered that door. And the final key. You're doing so good. The final key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy to give myself the highest level of empowerment and support. As I am, as it is right now, and fill my entire body, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine. We've put it all on the line. We've entered this new door. We placed ourselves first. Yet, we've made a sacrifice to be here and to give the attention to that inner experience that was needed. So many things have happened. If you have a few more moments, please stay with this energy a little longer. Otherwise, embody, internalize, and take it into your day. You have done amazing, and he should be empowered by being here. My name is Eric Waldman. This is our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. With great respect for you, until next time.